a grid. Each square carries the letter for a particular element.
Stories that fuse science and human emotion.
Primo Levi explores his soul.
The periodic table.
Through chemistry.
I asked him if he really were the Müller of Auschwitz and if he remembered the prisoners of the laboratory.
Which, everybody has to admit, is a really wacky, way out, interesting way of describing human behaviour.
On BBC Radio 4, Janet Suzman introduces a major new dramatisation. Primo Levi's The Periodic Table, across 7 days, starting next Monday morning at 9:45.
And now on Radio 4, time for our drama. The return of Frank Twist and his team of Manchester paralegals. Brief Lives, starring David Schofield.
Full disclosure. The pot of gold for the defence lawyer. It's what we're all looking for. Never get it. Not full disclosure. Come on. Who gives anyone full disclosure about anything? I know I don't. The police certainly don't. Neither do our clients. My name is Frank Twist, and if you ever have the misfortune to be arrested in England's sunny northwest, there's a fair chance that either me, Miss Sarah Gold, or another of my team of legal advisers will be looking after your interests. And don't worry, I wouldn't really expect full disclosure from you. In fact, sometimes it's best to only tell me what I need to know. But, and I'll let you into a little secret. That bit you tried to hold back from me. That's the bit that explains why you banged up in a police cell in the first place.
Brief Lives by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly.
You got a legal aid form?
Yes.
Good.
So, mine is called Lucy Hayes.
Can I have one?
Section 3 of the Public Order Act.
Can I have one?
What?
Legal aid form.
First, you don't have change for the parking
and
meter.
And a spare notebook.
Anything else you've forgotten?
Secondary pen in case of failure. You rushed us out. I couldn't even scrape my eggshell clean.
Police said it was urgent.
But I have a clear procedure on leaving for the police station. I was not able to observe it.
There's a pen and a notebook. How long have you been doing this job?
Many, 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 many...
Miss Gold!
Many years.
Mr. Twist.
Mine's called Miss Fordham.
One of our banshees.
Always been a buzzcocks man myself.
I wish you well with the lovely Isabel.
Got an easy charm about her, has she?
She's in for common assault and affray.
And Miss Hayes?
Same. Got a call from the hotel.
Hotel?
They were enjoying morning coffee there, started arguing, fighting, spilled out onto the street. Management were not happy.
Four-star gaff, was it?
5.
Got any background?
Not much. They both got mouths on them. Arresting officer's family history was discussed by your clients, along with your Miss Fordham's views on how his mother may have earned a living. Language was robust.
Oh, dear.
If it was me, I'd have sorted it out on the street, but now we're all here.
Seems a shame not to have a party.
This is all a terrible misunderstanding.
Good. Now, you've given your address as the Hilton.
Not the hotel. There are flats on the floors above it. That's where I live.
Along with the great and the good. Half the City First team have got a place in the sky up there.
Never see them. Wouldn't know them, to be honest. Place isn't exactly neighbourly.
No running into each other's houses for cups of sugar, then?
Not really.
You seem very calm, Isabel.
Do I?
Well, I was told things were rather heated earlier.
Tempers were a little frayed.
Okay.
They've taken my photo and fingerprints. Stuck a swab in my mouth.
DNA.
Not nice. And then a very burly policewoman set about searching me.
Why?
Procedure, she said. Got very close and personal. I told her I was a married woman. Didn't stop her.
You're much more laid back than I expected.
Well, I've seen you now. You look like you know what you're doing.
Maybe.
Definitely.
I'll do my best. Do you know the other woman they've arrested?
Lucy Hayes.
And what's your connection to her?
She's an old friend.
So, Isabel hit you first?
She shoved me.
That's a common assault. Why did she do that?
She's always been temperamental.
So what did you do after she shoved you?
Probably shoved her back.
Probably.
I pushed her.
Right. Is this
six of one, really?
Sort of. She can be a very difficult girl.
How long have you known her?
Oh, long, long time.
Old friends?
I mean, when I say friends, we go back.
Fancy telling me what it was all about?
Not really. It was nothing. Just silliness.
We hurt?
No, but she tore this.
Oh, shame. It's a nice frock.
It was.
So, basically, you want out?
That's it. End of.
And Lucy?
She'll probably want the same.
If the police interview me, do I have to answer questions?
No. Right of silence.
But
nothing.
Oh, there's always a but.
But where a client has an innocent account, it can be a good idea to put it forward. Do you want to give me an innocent account of what happened today?
It's difficult.
If you don't give me instructions, Lucy...
Look, I don't want to talk about Isabel and me in front of a bunch of strangers.
Any reason?
Just don't want to.
Right.
She's the sort of girl who would say anything to get herself out of a situation, do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Can you just get me out of here?
Probably. So, do you want to substantiate an allegation of assault against Ms. Isabel Fordham?
No.
Fine. Trouble is, they can still deal with you under the POA.
POA?
Public Order Act.
So?
I'll have a word with my colleague. See what we can do.
Thanks, Sarah.
I have one question for you.
Where's the public interest?
You got it. Why prosecute these two?
Some people taking coffee at the Hilton were mildly disturbed.
Very good for them.
And it gave them something to talk about other than property prices.
Exactly. Our girls performed a public service.
Would you take a caution?
No. I want to walk out my client without the proverbial stain.
Me too.
Rubbish fight, wasn't it?
Seemed better in a playground.
So, we'll get the officer.
Yeah.
You look bothered.
No.
Slightly troubled.
Mine's hiding something.
Of course she is. So's mine.
What is it?
Let me have a think.
Right.
I've had a think. I don't care.
Why not?
Not my job. If you want to play Miss Marple...
Miss Marple? Is your default female detective Miss Marple?
Yeah.
I want to be that blonde Danish one with a busy sex life.
All right. If you want to play the blonde Danish one with the busy sex life, that's fine. But I want to go.
Don't you have one iota of basic human curiosity?
Nope. This job killed it.
Do you want to go and talk to the officer, then?
You do it.
Why me?
Well, you do a better job than me. Give him the glad eye. Tell him we're all in it together.
Is that your favourite technique?
I've known it to work on you once upon a time.
Hmm.
And that's the parking meter. Needs feeding.
All right. I'll go and find DC Morgan.
Got a light, mate?
Yeah, usually do. Somewhere in the kit.
You want one?
No, cheers. I've given up on them myself. Waistline to prove it. I carry a lighter for professional purposes. There you go.
Ah. Thanks.
Can I have it back?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
We know each other.
I've made a lot of people, pal.
Me too. Good memory for old faces.
Typical copper.
Ricky Coombs.
Richmond Coombs, these days.
Touch of rebranding, is it? You're still in the business.
What business would that be?
Entertainment, Richmond.
You want your name on the list on the rocks?
Not really.
Because you can forget it. Every punter pays nowadays, even the police.
The trouble is, you owe me money.
Oh, mate, that's old school. Days of bent coppers on the nightclub payroll is history.
Do I look like a copper?
None of them do anymore.
I'm a legal advisor.
Well, I don't owe you money. I've got my own legal people.
We're going back many years when you were Ricky and I was a shipbuilder.
What you on about, mate?
Frank Twist.
I've drawn a blank on that, pal.
Dim and distant, Richmond. You had a little place called the Sweatshop.
That's right. Bit of disco, bit of the old punk rock.
Yeah, he told us you'd booked the Buzzcocks and you wanted us to support.
What were you called again?
Shipbuilders, and it turned out you'd never booked the Buzzcocks.
I remember you.
Good, because we were never paid.
Damn right you weren't. Punters came along expecting a bit of ramalama. You played a whole lot of wibbly wobbly bleepy stuff.
Keyboard player was keen for us to take a new direction.
Should have directed him straight out the back door.
We were bottled off before we had a chance to develop it.
Quite rightly. I chucked the first one as it goes.
Got back to the dressing room and our wallets had gone.
Did you make a formal complaint?
To top it all, you didn't pay us.
Of course not. You were in breach of contract. Are you going to come after me for your fee?
No. Statute of limitations. So what are you doing here, Ricky, eh? Trouble at one of your clubs.
Got home. Doorman in the block tells me the missus has been nicked.
What for?
Bit of street fighting.
What's her name?
Isabel.
I'm looking after her.
Well, I hope you're a better lawyer than you were a singer.
I'll let that go.
Tell you what. I'm too old for this sort of bird. Too much energy, Frank. When Tootsie flies into one, there's no holding her.
Tootsie?
She likes me to call her that. I don't know why. Was she drunk?
Nah, she's just got in a ruck with a girl called...
Lucy Hayes?
Yeah.
Knew it. Never liked her. I always thought she was up to something.
She's not going anywhere.
Could do without this today.
Why's that?
I've got my own little legal thing going on down the road.
Oh, yeah?
It's nothing criminal, just licensing law tribunal. They put you through the mill these days. All we're doing is trying to bring a little colour into people's lives.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's just a vocation, really, isn't it, nightclub owner?
It is, and they treat us like the lowest of the low.
That's a shame. Hey, you can't change this note, can you, for the parking meter?
There's £3 for your meter.
Thank you.
It's probably what your fee was back in the day. Give us another light.
So you just put your mark there if you're happy you've got everything, Miss Hayes.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, nearly missed this.
Pretty bracelet.
Antique. It was my gran's.
Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, those real rubies.
I think so.
So that's it. You know the way out, Miss Gold.
Yeah. Thanks, Sergeant.
What a waste of everyone's time.
You need to keep away from Isabel.
Oh, don't worry, I will.
Good. What's funny?
Isabel. She was always called Bella. Suddenly decided to call herself Isabel.
Why?
Well, she thinks it's classier.
If class is so important to her.
Oh, what's she doing, having a catfight in public?
Well, it was the Hilton, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So, head straight home before they let out Isabel.
Look what the cat dragged out.
Oh, Richmond, I don't want to talk to you.
Bet you don't. Where's my missus?
Who are you exactly?
Let you out and kept her in.
Richmond is Isabel's other half.
You keep away from her, all right?
Could you step away from my client, please?
Public place. I'll go where I want.
Push off, Richmond.
Hold on. What you got there?
Let go of me!
Stop it!
That's Isabel's, that is.
I said let go of her.
You're hurting me.
I'll let go when she gives me back that. That's stolen property!
Hey, what's going on here?
Frankie,
give me that bracelet!
Let go!
Back off, will ya? Lord, get outside the net.
Well, get a cop on this woman's a thief!
Go! Thank you.
This little thief is wearing my wife's bracelet.
It isn't Isabel's.
Oh, I suppose that's why it's got her name on it.
You are.
Have a look if you don't believe me. In rubies. Tootsie.
Let go!
I'm going to call an officer.
Well, go on then. I want to report a theft. Look at the bracelet.
He does call her Tootsie.
I don't believe it.
Listen, Ricky, just...
Tell you what. Fetch an officer. I want her arrested.
What kept you, Frank?
Your fella...
Richmond's here.
Oh, we knew him as Ricky back in the day.
You know him?
Sort of.
How?
Played one of his clubs in another life.
I knew you weren't just a legal guy. You're a musician.
No, I've been accused of many things.
Were you in a band?
Yeah. Listen, Isabel.
Called?
You're not going to have heard of us.
Bet I will.
Your mother was a baby when we were playing.
My mother was never a baby. What were you called?
Shipbuilders.
Yes! Heard of you.
Not a chance, Isabel. Now, look, your fella's been causing some ructions upstairs.
I am getting out.
Right now, but he's reporting Lucy for a theft.
I don't understand.
Well, Lucy arrived at the police station wearing a bracelet, which Richmond has identified as yours.
What exactly did he say?
Well, he told the police...
He spoke to the police?
Accused Lucy of stealing it.
He told them that?
Yeah.
But you spoke to him. Why didn't you stop him?
No stopping him. What's the problem?
Why did he do that?
Because it's yours, I suppose. It's got your name on it.
What?
Tootsie, he said that's what he calls you. Is this what the fight was about?
Coming here for nothing. And now I'm arrested for theft. What's Isabel saying?
I've no idea. Officer's meant to be coming down to give me some disclosure.
When?
When he's finished taking a statement from Isabel's husband.
Idiot!
Was the argument at the hotel about the bracelet?
Kind of.
The husband's saying it's Isabel's and you stole it.
I took it off her.
Today?
Yes.
But I thought you said it belonged to your grandmother.
Well, it did.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Me and Isabel lived together for a while.
Flatmates?
Sisters.
Isabel's your sister?
Sort of. My parents fostered her.
When?
She was 12, I was 13.
And was that good?
It was. For a bit. We lived together 3 years.
And then?
And then we didn't.
Why didn't you tell me this from the get-go?
It didn't seem relevant.
Seriously?
We have an agreement. We don't talk about our connection.
Why not?
You'd have to ask Isabel that.
She's not my client.
I know, but...
It's her husband accusing you of theft.
He's why we never mention it. He's got his sexy young wife, she's all dressed up, he's put her on a pedestal. She doesn't want him to know she spent time in the care system. Doesn't fit the image.
So he doesn't know you grew up together?
No. As far as he's concerned, she has no family. I wasn't even invited to the wedding.
Right. Doesn't he ask about her family?
She brushes it off. Tells him they're all dead.
And he accepts that?
Oh, he's fine with it. Thinks he's got everyone where he wants them.
So why would Richmond accuse you of stealing?
Because Isabel has lied to him.
You took it off her today?
Yes.
So she has had it in her possession?
Yes.
Did you lend it to her?
No.
Are you going to tell me what's going on, Lucy?
That bracelet belongs to me.
So why does it have Isabel's nickname on it?
Tootsie. She'll take anything, that girl. If I had a gold tooth...
What is really going on here, Lucy?
Listen, am I free to go?
Straight through that door and out.
Thanks, Frank. And this?
The witness statement.
Am I meant to sign it?
If it's a fair reflection of the facts.
Well, she did grab the bracelet off me.
And it's your bracelet?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine then.
Richmond will want me to sign it.
I've no idea.
He likes me to do as I'm told.
Listen, if you don't want to sign the statement...
I usually do as I'm told.
It's a legal document. Have you read the declaration?
Yeah. Does it make any difference if I sign it?
I'm walking you out of here, sign it or not. It's up to you.
See, if I don't, he'll kick off.
They've got a statement from your husband. It identifies the bracelet as yours. This corroborates his version of events.
I'll sign it, Frank.
Fine. What made her take it?
She's always been jealous of me. She does things like this.
We can go out front. I'll tell the officer to come down. He'll need to witness your signature.
I suppose he's out front.
Ricky? Oh, sorry. Richmond.
No. You're all right. Keep calling him Ricky. It makes me laugh.
Everything okay between you and him, is it?
As long as it's all sweet and nice. And I know how to be sweet.
Do you?
Keep moving forward, Frank. That's the answer. Don't look back.
Oh, I've tried that, but I've always had a thing for the rear-view mirror.
Mistake. You might see something you don't like.
I do sometimes.
When she first got back in touch with me, I said to myself, leave it. Don't go there. I just knew.
Let's go up.
Just when you think you've got free of something.
Are you an only child?
I don't usually answer personal questions at work.
Sorry.
I've got a sister.
Nice. You get on?
We need to talk about you.
See, I always wanted a sister. Only child, I was lonely. I said to my parents, let's foster a kid. I knew Dad'd say yes.
Why?
Well, that was my father. If someone had a problem, he'd want to sort it out. He just liked helping people. Not just at work.
What did he do for a living?
He was a housing advisor. Sorted out people's troubles with their landlords, helped them find places to live.
Tough job.
He was good at it.
And along came Isabel.
I wanted someone my own age to hang out with. I saw a poster on a bus stop about fostering. Talked to Dad about it. It was the summer holidays. We'd spent a week getting the place ready for her. Nice little attic room. Dad was repairing floorboards, I was painting the walls, oyster white. Looked really smart. Better than my room.
How old were you?
Nearly 14 by then. She was a week off 13.
Well, we were the same size. I'd picked out a whole load of my clothes for her, hung them in her wardrobe.
Mm, that was nice.
Whole thing was my idea, wasn't it? I wanted my new sister to be happy and comfortable.
Was she?
Said she really liked the room. She was all nervous and frightened. Woke up in the middle of the night, came to my room. She got in with me. Chatted all night. Instant best friends.
Right.
Before Christmas, she said she wanted her room repainted. Didn't like white. Dad said yes. Down came the posters I put up. Up went her stuff.
She wanted to be herself, choose her own things.
I suppose.
Normal teenage stuff.
She'd worked out Dad. He was a soft touch. Whatever she wanted, she got. New clothes, new mobile, even bought her a new bike. Mine was a dodgy second-hand one from the charity shop.
How did you feel about that?
I don't know. Dad said she'd had a tough time. Needed some treats. Thing with Dad was, he was too nice. She saw that.
Took advantage.
She didn't see kindness. She saw weakness. She took and took and took.
And the bracelet?
Every time my gran came to visit, Isabel talked to her about the bracelet. Oh, isn't it pretty? Can I try it on? That sort of thing. And when Gran died, he said Isabel really liked it. Said Isabel liked her bling. He gave it to Isabel.
What did you think about that?
I don't know. I felt like I had to say it was okay.
Isabel shouldn't have accepted it.
Oh, forget that. She was always going to take it.
But the nickname on it, Tootsie.
She took that too. Tootsie was my gran's nickname.
Oh, I think we're done here. I warned you about her. Ever since she turned up, you've been acting weird.
I was trying to help an old friend.
You know what I say, a friend in need.
He's a right nuisance, I know that. I just feel sorry for her, that's all.
You're a soft touch, Tootsie. I bet she stole everything else too. Courts will deal with her now.
I suppose.
Right. I've got the accountant, then the solicitor, then I'm off to the licensing court. And that's down to you too.
How am I meant to get back to the flat?
Should have thought about that before you got nicked.
I've got no money on me.
Not my problem.
But Richmond, baby.
Sort yourself out for once, girl. I've got work to do.
Nice to see he's never lost a boyish charm.
Always like this, was he?
Oh, yeah. What did he mean about Lucy stealing everything else?
He just talks rubbish.
That hasn't changed either.
I'm not a bad person, you know.
All right, I tell you what. Look, I'll run you home.
You see, you, Frank, are a gentleman.
Not really.
You are. And actually, there is something I've got for you.
But how do I prove the bracelet's mine?
Should be easy enough.
How?
Well, your parents can make a statement.
Me and my mother were not in touch.
And your father?
He died.
I'm sorry, when?
Almost a year now.
You've had a difficult time.
Yeah? When you're an only child, you have to sort everything out.
Are you through it?
There are a few surprises.
Usually are.
He kept everything, every bill, every bank statement, going back years and years.
Mine too. He'd made a will?
Yeah. His will was fine. It was my gran's, though. I found that in a drawer. Dad was her executor. I knew about the bracelet.
Right.
And she'd left me some money, £10,000.
Good.
But I only saw half of it. Turns out he gave the other half to Isabel.
£5,000?
Yeah. Never even asked me. Just made it over to her.
Why?
It's the sort of thing he did. If he could help someone less fortunate than us.
But that was your money.
I know.
He didn't even ask you.
I wasn't on his list of the needy. Isabel was.
He should have asked. So should she.
So, I've been out of work, short on rent money. That's when I went to find Isabel.
You wanted the money back?
Why not? She was doing well. I needed some help.
What did she say?
Said she was short of cash herself, but she could offer me some work. That's when I started doing this and that for her.
What sort of thing?
Light household duties, she called it.
What did you call it?
Skivvy.
Can't stay very long.
You sit down, make yourself comfortable.
Listen, Isabella, I really can't stop very long.
Won't be a second.
It's quite a view you've got here.
On a clear day, you can see Blackpool Tower.
So that's once a year.
You got it.
Ricky must be doing something right.
More likely to be doing something wrong, knowing Ricky.
Yeah.
Ha! Thought so.
There you go.
Where Where did you get that?
Been hanging on the bathroom wall.
The sweat box in association with Bound and Gagged presents.
What was Bound and Gagged?
Oh, it's what Ricky called his punk night. He never did do subtle.
And there you are, shipbuilders. Is that you with the guitar?
No comment. And the Buzzcocks, top of the bill.
Told you I'd heard of you. I've been looking at your picture every day when I'm lying in the bath.
Oh, there's nothing I can do about that. Wow. I lost most of my memorabilia years ago, but I'm not sure I ever had one of these.
Well, you've got one now.
Oh, no, I can't take
it. You must.
You know, he never even booked the Buzzcocks. He was always a chancer.
I've been working that out for myself for the past couple of years. How'd you take your coffee?
Listen, love, I really should be moving off now.
Me too. I'm going to make us a coffee and then I'm packing my bags.
Really?
Yep. It's time I looked after myself. I don't want to depend on anyone else anymore. My mother, foster parents, men like Richmond.
You're leaving?
Yeah. I'm fed up of being what other people want me to be. Richmond knows nothing about me.
But you never told him anything about yourself.
He never asked.
But you could still have told him.
I reckon you're white with one sugar.
Oh, there you go. Very predictable, that's me.
I don't think you are in the least bit predictable, Mr. Twist.
She's brilliant at getting what she wants. Always knows the right buttons to push.
Can't have been easy working for her.
At first it was fine, all friendly. We were mates again, almost like sisters. Said she was sorry for acting like such a cow when she was living with us. Sorry for taking advantage of me. Sorry for taking advantage of Dad.
She's one of life's survivors.
Oh, get all that, Sarah. And I thought we could really get on. Put all that rubbish behind us.
And did you?
Go out for drinks together, posh places, she'd pay. She said she wanted me to help her with little businesses she was trying to get off the ground.
What sort of businesses?
Oh, it was all fantasy, really. She was going to launch a perfume. She wants to try setting up T-shirt businesses. None of it was real. She's on her husband's payroll and I'm on hers. That's the truth.
Does she actually do work for him?
She holds a clipboard at the front of On the Rocks a couple of times a week. She's door candy.
What exactly happened in the hotel cafe today?
I've been doing a lot of hours for her the last couple of weeks and she's been paying me nothing. She owed me for my time. So I said I didn't want to do any more for her and she was all, please, let's talk about it, and asked me to meet up at the cafe at the hotel.
You thought she was going to pay you?
I thought she was going to give me something.
But she didn't.
She was saying how she was broke, how Richmond wasn't giving her any money, how she was sorry, but she had nothing. I'm backed up on rent. I said I needed something. And she said she couldn't. I said, well, why are we having coffee here? Costs a bomb.
Nothing wrong with a greasy spoon.
Oh, there is for her. And then I saw the bracelet, and it upset me. Said she should give it me back. She was all like, oh, it was a present from my dad. I was all, he had no right to give it to her. And she was getting mad and I grabbed the bracelet.
And it all kicked off.
I know, stupid. But that's the real Isabel, screaming and shouting in the street like that.
God, the police shouldn't be involved with this. It's a civil matter. They should give you back the bracelet and Isabel can take you to court if she really wants it.
She might do that.
Oh, she won't. It's too much trouble.
You don't know her. This is the girl who told her husband Tootsie was her nickname.
That's weird.
She even got Richmond to engrave it.
Did she?
I was looking at it. There's an engraving on the inside of the setting. Initials R, heart, I, forever.
I for Isabel.
R for Richmond.
At least she's romantic. Come in.
Miss Gold?
Good. Officer, I think we need a word about this case.
We do. I've got some additional disclosure.
Frank, this isn't going to take long. I just need a few clothes.
Where are you going to stay?
I've got a mate with a little flat off Oldham Road. She'll put me up.
Aren't you going to leave a note for Ricky?
I'll text him when we're on our way.
Oui.
Well, you said you'd drop me off there.
Did I?
Listen, if you can't, it's all right. I'll get a
No, no, it's not a problem. I just need to get moving soon.
Nearly done.
Isabel?
Oh, no.
Where are you? I want a word with you.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, he was meant to be at the club.
What are
are you doing in here?
Hello, Ricky. I was just helping Isabel to do...
What's going on?
Frank's helping me move out.
Since when?
I said I'd just give her a lift.
Is that what you call it?
What?
Walk in and find you in our bedroom.
Oh, come on. And you don't...
I mean, if it was some young fella, but Frank Twist is even older than me.
Don't be silly, Richmond. Think about it, as if.
Yeah, that's right. As if.
Isabel reported a burglary 3 months ago. This is the list of property taken. Gold ring, value £600. Silver necklace with diamonds set in pendant, value £2,500. Gold anklet with rubies, value...
What, and they're saying I stole these too?
The burglary is unsolved. There was no evidence of a break-in. You have a piece of jewellery which Isabel says was stolen a few months ago. There are 11 items on this list, total value over £16,000.
What?
There's no real evidence you stole these, Lucy. Police are probably just interested in a clear-up here.
I didn't take them.
Fine.
Why is she doing this?
Well, if valuable jewellery goes missing, the insurance company will always insist you report the matter to the police. Normal procedure.
Well, she never told me she'd been burgled.
Look, I think the police are trying it on here.
Can I see the list?
Sure.
None of this stuff has anything to do with me.
Of course it doesn't.
Wait a minute. Antique gold bracelet with lettering in rubies. That's my gran's bracelet.
But the thing is, she reported these stolen a while back.
Hang on. Stud earrings in shape of aeroplane with emeralds at the centre. She was wearing them today.
She can't have been.
She was. I always notice them.
Wearing them when she was arrested?
Yeah, definitely.
Sit tight. I need to speak to the officer again.
That's the front sheet, the log. Here we go. Isabel Fordham, property sheet.
Oh, great.
Usual stuff found on any suspect. One packet of cigarettes, one lighter, one watch, two golden rings, two silver-coloured earrings left with the arrested party.
What's that mean?
Probably couldn't get them off, so we didn't bag them up.
Right. Pretty non-specific description.
Sadly, our custody officer doesn't have much of an eye for jewellery.
Seems not. The photograph when she came in.
What about it?
She'd be wearing the earrings.
Oh, Miss Gold, you are making a schoolgirl error.
What's that?
You believe in your client.
Indulge me.
This should be it. And there she is.
What do you know?
Earrings in place.
In the shape of a plane. And those emeralds are something.
I knew we should never have brought this into the police station. What do you want us to do?
Release my client. Civil matter all the way.
I'm thinking about Isabel Fordham.
I'm not looking after her.
Suppose we're going to have to nick her again. I hate insurance frauds. Always give grief.
I'll call my colleague.
Had the feeling Mr. Twist was happy to see the back of this one.
I want you both out of here now.
Richmond, this has nothing to do with Frank.
Couldn't care less. Out.
I'll carry your bag.
Thanks, Frank.
Isabel Fordham.
What's this, the afternoon shift?
Police, open up, please.
Not again.
What's going on, Frank?
How can I help, officer?
We're looking for Isabel Fordham.
That's me.
We need to arrest you, miss.
What for?
Section 2 of the Fraud Act, 2006.
What?
False representation. It's an insurance matter.
What have you been up to?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Quite now, Isabel.
You do not have to say anything, but it may harm your defence if you do not...
And this time I'm definitely out?
Promise. No further action.
And my gran's bracelet?
We'll make an application to the police. Try and get it returned to you. You may have to wait a bit.
Right.
Oh, come on. I could use a coffee. I can talk you through the process.
Okay.
You'll be looking after Isabel at the station, Mr. Twist.
Yeah.
Frank, I didn't mean...
Say nothing until we've spoken.
Definitely. I trust you, Frank.
Come on, we're on our way.
I trust you, Frank. Sweet.
She's a child, Ricky.
She's a responsible young woman with her head screwed on tight who's been taking me for a ride.
You ever thought of going out with women your own age?
Why would I want to do that?
You never know. You might have something in common with them.
You're offering relationship advice now as well as the legal stuff.
Comes with the territory these days, mate.
You can take her suitcase with you. She ain't coming back here.
Look at the state of me. Have you got another tissue?
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks. I must look terrible.
You look fine.
No, I don't. I'm a proper state.
Doesn't matter.
It does. You've got to look the part. Give them what they want, you get what you want. That's what my mum used to say.
What are you talking about?
Men. Mum told me that when I was 10.
Not good.
True, though. I soon worked it all out.
Focus on the case, Isabel.
Yeah. Sorry.
Right, I've got your background statements from earlier.
Right.
No previous arrests or convictions?
None at all.
Anything to add?
Not really. Where's the bracelet?
Police have got it. Evidence.
Will they give it back to Lucy?
I don't know. Insurance company might get it.
She was a nice lady, Lucy's gran. Always laughing. When she used to come to the house, she was really kind to me. She didn't want anything. She was just nice. She used to sing me this song.
What song?
Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, right.
I think she thought I was a bit like her when she was a girl. Her husband called her Tootsie.
And do you think you're a bit like her?
I wish. Lucy's dad did offer me the bracelet when she died. I didn't ask for it. He knew I liked her. I should have said no, but, you know, that's not me.
If it was a gift, then you didn't steal it.
It don't matter, though, does it? Insurance fraud now.
If you haven't got a defence, we can go no comment. You don't have to give me instructions now if you don't want to.
Don't expect you to believe this. But I was trying to do the right thing. Hadn't seen Lucy for years. When she turned up, I thought she'd just come to tell me that her dad had died. Because she knew I was fond of him.
Well, the family had taken you in.
Yeah. And I really did want to give her the money back.
What money?
The money her dad had given me from her gran's will.
And why did he do that?
He was trying to help. I had nothing. I couldn't give it back. It had all gone and Richmond just gives me some pocket money, really. So I told the insurance company some jewellery had gone missing.
Okay.
I didn't know I'd need to report it to the police.
You usually have to.
I thought it was a formality. Police didn't seem interested. Gave me a crime number, that was it.
Have the insurance company paid out to you?
No. They've been dragging their feet.
Right.
I know you think I'm dishonest. I used to take all I could get. That was me when I was living with Lucy. She knows the old me.
And Ricky doesn't know anything about you, does he?
Nothing. He likes me just as I am. No history. He calls me a member of the blank generation. I don't really know what that means.
I do.
Tell me.
You can paint what you like on a blank canvas.
Oh. Right.
And what were you getting out of it?
A home. Someone to take care of me. Sort of. I was frightened. Lucy could spoil all that. She wanted her money back.
And if she didn't get it?
She'd have told Ricky about my past.
About you being fostered?
I'd told her everything about my life before we met. She threatened to tell him everything.
Blackmailed you?
In a way.
That's a crime.
Listen, I don't want Ricky to know any of it.
Right.
Because once you tell someone that you've been in care, the next question is, why?
I suppose it is. Why?
There you go.
I'm sorry.
It's all private, this, isn't it?
Totally confidential.
Right. Jean Barton. Mean anything to you?
Oh.
See.
I represented her once.
That was odds on. She was nicked often enough.
She's still inside.
She never was an ideal mum.
What did she get in the end?
14.
14 years? 14 for controlling prostitutes, maximum 7.
Not when they're children, Frank.
I'm sorry, Isabel. I had no idea.
Of course you didn't. Why would you?
Broke up the family taking her in.
What happened to your mother?
Got too much for her in the end. Mum walked.
And left you?
I didn't want to go with her. My dad was a decent man, always trying to help people in need.
And his family?
He never thought of us as being in need. One year, he brought a homeless man home at Christmas Eve.
Oh.
Proper old school tramp. Spent Christmas Day with us. Mum wasn't impressed.
I'm not surprised.
But Isabel was the last straw. It's my fault too.
Hardly.
I suggested it. She caused so much trouble. She
argued with everyone. Dad always took her side.
Why?
She was the charity case. She was the one who'd suffered all her life. We had to understand. That's what he said. And I get that. He was a good man. She took advantage of that.
Right.
She's the kind of girl who always takes advantage.
He was always walking into my room. Never knocked. Copped a look, made some funny remark. I'd laugh. Cover myself up, but not too quick.
Wait up. He was your foster parent.
Yeah, he was.
How old were you?
It don't matter.
It matters.
I was 13 when it started.
You were 13?
I thought I was mature. He wrote me letters. Proper love letters. Real romantic. They were really sweet.
Did you tell people?
He was buying me presents. My mum was right. Give them what they want.
It's abuse, Isabel.
What do you want to do about it? I don't blame Lucy. I was already trash when I turned up there and mucked up her family.
Her father did that, not you. None of this is your fault.
If you say so.
That man was abusing you. What about Lucy's mother?
She didn't want to know. Closed her eyes to it and got out.
Leaving you two girls behind?
She wanted away. She just went.
And Lucy?
She was jealous of me. I was getting all the attention. She'd wanted a sister. She hadn't bargained for what she got.
Did she know what was going on?
Not a clue.
Nobody tried to help you get away?
I didn't want help, Frank. In my mind, I was running the show. Her dad giving me everything I wanted. I just had to snap my fingers. My mother was right.
So how did you get out?
What do you do when a game comes to an end?
I don't know what you're talking about.
When a game comes to an end, you press restart. And that's what I did. At 17, I pressed restart.
Easy as that.
I knew how it all worked, and I worked it. And one day, Ricky came along and I told him I was just what he needed, and I was. And then Lucy arrived back in my life.
Isabel, you do realise that Robert was...
No man had ever been kind to me. Robert was kind to me. He used to call me Tootsie.
Isabel, have you never spoken to anybody about this?
Have you had a good look at the bracelet, Frank?
Officer showed it me in an evidence bag.
He even had it engraved for me. Ah, heart, eye, forever. Robert loves Isabel forever.
He was committing a serious criminal offence. He was exploiting you.
History, Frank. He's dead.
You need to talk to somebody.
Can you get me out of here? I want out.
Did you get a result?
Oh, DC Morgan didn't fancy it. The insurance company will have to fight it out with her.
Oh, she was a piece of work, wasn't she?
Who?
Isabel Fordham.
Not really.
She tore apart that family. She's an absolute user, Frank.
She isn't, actually.
Mm, you're still a sucker for a pretty face.
No, I'm not.
Hey, you must be hungry.
I'm sorry.
You should hear what Lucy has to say about her.
I don't want to.
What is she saying, though?
Come on, Sarah. Confidence of the consultation room. I don't have to tell you about that.
Lucy's father was a decent man. Isabel took advantage.
I'll tell you what, I could use a drink.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I just fancy a drink, that's all.
We always get fragments as legal advisers. Parts of the picture. Sarah got her part and I got mine. And however much I'd like to, I can't let her know about the dark scribblings on my client's piece of the canvas. I think I got full disclosure from her, though. People do tell you stuff when they know you'll keep your mouth shut. I'm the lucky one. I can hang up evidence of my past on a poster in the loo. It'll give a visiting friend of our daughter's a laugh. And then someone else's past means she finds herself in a prison cell through no real fault of her own. And I can't tell anyone about that. Not even Miss Sarah Gold.
In Brief Lives, Frank was played by David Schofield, Sarah by Sally Dexter, and Isabel by Jenny Platt. Lucy was played by Rosina Carboni, Ricky by Jonathan Taffler, and DC Morgan by David Corden. Brief Lives was written by Tom Fry and Sharon Kelly and was produced in Salford by Gary Brown.
Now, we don't want to lose you, but if you're after more drama to listen to, Roy Marsden is in limited costume as Robinson Crusoe over on 4 Extra now.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. Theresa May is set to become Prime Minister after her rival for the Conservative Party leadership, Andrea Leadsom, announced she was pulling out of the race. In a surprise statement this afternoon, Mrs. Leadsom said a new leader should be appointed as soon as possible in the wake of Britain's vote to leave the EU. She offered Mrs. May her full support. So too have Boris Johnson and Michael Gove, the two main figureheads of the Brexit campaign. Mrs. May has issued a statement saying she's enormously honoured to be entrusted with the task of leadership. She's arrived back in Westminster after delivering a speech in Birmingham, in which she said she wanted to create a country that worked not for the privileged few, but for everyone. The former Shadow Business Secretary Angela Eagle has launched her challenge for the Labour leadership, saying she wants to make the party relevant again. She said Jeremy Corbyn was unable to provide the leadership the party needed and described herself as a strong Labour woman.
I wouldn't do this if I didn't think I had something to offer to bring our party and our country back together. And I wouldn't do this if I didn't think I could be a good Prime Minister for Britain.
An 87-year-old man from Essex who was on trial accused of murdering his wife at a care home last December has now admitted manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. Chelmsford Crown Court accepted Ronald King's plea. He'd shot his wife Rita, who had severe dementia, telling staff at the home that she had suffered enough. 2,000 jobs are to be created at RAF Lossiemouth in Moray. The government has agreed a deal with Boeing to buy 9 maritime patrol aircraft. In Portugal, tens of thousands of people have turned out to greet their national football team on its return from victory in the European Championship. The team is on its way in an open-topped bus to meet the country's president. BBC News.
Counterpoint, the General Knowledge Music Quiz, chaired by Paul Gambaccini.
Hello. You join us at the BBC's venerable Maida Vale Studios, where another trio of music lovers will compete in Heat 4 of Counterpoint 2016. Winning through to the semi-finals will be the one who persuades us over the next half hour or so that they have the widest knowledge of music in all its variety. Let's invite them to introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Mike Cooper. I'm an education and training consultant from Totton in Hampshire.
Hello, I'm Linda Ridd. I'm a retired carer and I come from London.
I'm Rufus Stilgo, a barrister from South London.
In the opening round, you'll get questions in turn, with the 2 points available for your own question and 1 bonus point if you pick up someone else's. Remember, it's worth trying for every point you can. There's no penalty for an incorrect guess in this round. The better you do in this round, the more choice you'll have of the special topics which await you in round 2. Good luck, all of you. The first question is for you, Mike Cooper. The Hungarian-born conductor Eugene Ormandy became a